Satan. Episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, the Crooks conspiracy confirmed. Yesterday's testimony by Kim Cheadle tells us everything we need to know without her telling us anything. We're going to break that down. Additionally, Kamala Harris hits the campaign trail. She's racking up endorsements from the robot Democrat politicians who follow along the master. Nancy Pelosi just endorsed. And speaking of robots, is Joe Biden now an AI? We're going to let you know exactly what we mean by that. We're not even sure if he is alive this morning. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, it shows. And you get us to the top of these leaderboards all over the place because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike Crispy, coming live from New York on this Tuesday, July 23rd. And, you know, I am joined in studio by a man who would pull better with black men than Kamala Harris. Yes, our very own producer Frankie. Frankie, you're more relatable to black men than Kamala Harris. Tell us the first thing you would say to a room full of black men on a campaign stop.
What are you doing to me, man?
Come on.
This is not fair. Well, she's an Indian, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Okay, moving on. I'm done with you. I'm done for the episode.
I got him. You did. Stumped him. I frazzled him. Okay? You know what I say? You know what I say to a room full of black men if I was campaigning and running against Kamala? I'd say, you ain't going to vote for no ho! Okay, that's right. So, we got a big show today, obviously. We had everything going on. Kamala Harris on the campaign trail yesterday. But before we do that, we're going to shift our attention to a topic that actually makes me so upset that it actually makes me angry. And when I talk about it personally, I actually can't talk about it for that long. I am so disgusted with how close President Trump came to dying that day in Butler, Pennsylvania. And what's even more disgusting are the revelations that continue to come out and how Kim Cheadle yesterday acted as if she was Teflon. She didn't feel any remorse. She didn't feel any emotion. She didn't feel the weight and the severity of the moment, which was that if it was 1 millimeter over from her gross incompetence or something else going on, I'm not talking incompetence, I'm talking about a coordinated plot. If something else happened, then we'd be in a civil war right now and our entire country and world would be being ripped apart right now before our very eyes. I thought that yesterday in her testimony, it didn't seem like that weight of that, you know, situation was landing with her whatsoever. And then I saw stuff like this, which made me even more particularly angry. And it is whistleblowers now coming out and saying things that are just downright troubling. Now, you know that incompetence obviously is part of the reason that this happened. But here's what I always say. If you breed incompetence and you lead subordinates to believe that they can act in a lackadaisical manner, you are essentially ushering in the chaos. You are allowing the evil to fester. When you tell people to stand down and you give people the go-ahead to take the day off and you have people turn the other way and you encourage people not to do this or to do that, you are essentially in on it. That's what I believe the situation unfolding was. And when you have the C team squad, because we unveiled in the show yesterday the obvious fact that even the Washington Post is now reporting, was the fact that it was the C team squad, is that Dr. Jill Biden had triple the amount of Secret Service agents assigned to her than President Trump at her rallies. We say something very strange is going on here. No normal person who wasn't politicizing the matter could tell you that the situation was kosher. Something very strange is going on. Even when it comes to the quote-unquote mistakes that are being made, Frank, you could put this on screen. This is whistleblower testimony, writing a letter to Josh Hawley saying that law enforcement personnel were supposed to be stationed on the roof that day, but they abandoned it, citing the heat. They also said law enforcement was supposed to be patrolling the building, but they opted to stay inside instead. Essentially, what happened is, if you haven't heard this breakdown yet, what happened was they were supposed to be on the roof, but they weren't on the roof. Oh, because it was sloped and because it was too hot. And then they were supposed to patrol around the building, but they didn't do that because they were too tired and it was too hot. And it was the C team, a bunch of losers. Local law enforcement not coordinating with the Secret Service. And then when the Secret Service counter snipers engaged Crooks, when they looked at Crooks through the magnifying glass, there was a pause and they didn't know what to do because they weren't sure if the assigned team who originally was supposed to be up there, who then said they weren't going to go up there, if they actually went up there, and the Secret Service didn't know if they were doing their job, if it was somebody else, if they were actually taking off, or if they decided to go back on. It was a shit show. Let me tell you something else about that slope roof. There is now footage emerging from that roof by investigators of the slope of the roof and how the vantage of where Crooks was, or whoever the shooter was, there was a vantage of him to the other two roofs where, like, the one counter sniper team was and then the other counter sniper team, how there was clear visibility the entire time. It should have been open, shut, done. Those counter snipers should have been on the roof to begin with. They weren't there. There was no communication. The Secret Service snipers didn't know if the person had in fact gone up or didn't go up. They had the clear shot all along. For literally over an hour, they knew who Crooks was, where Crooks was, and what Crooks was doing, literally in position to shoot. Incompetence or intentional chaos is the question that's on every American's mind right now, who's actually halfway paying attention. And it's troubling, some of the new things that we're learning from groups who are doing their independent investigations by themselves. This is a unbelievable finding from the Oversight Project. They essentially track the devices that regularly visited both Crooks' home and his places of work, and they followed where they went. We found the assassin's connections through our in-depth analysis of mobile and data to track movements of Crooks and his associates. So, you know, like, your phone knows where you are at all time, and like how that gets sold to groups and advertise, and, you know, they do the advertising and it's the whole thing, right?
2,000 mules.
So essentially they pieced it together of where cell phones that were, again, because we don't know what phones Crooks owned. He owned one phone, he owned another phone. We don't know anything about the other phone. We don't know if it was Crooks. We don't know if it was a relative. All these phones that were moving around. But essentially, they tracked cell phones at Crooks' place of work and at Crooks' house. They connected who was at the house. They connected who was at work. And then they tried to find out where the related cell phones went and traveled. And the most damning finding from the Oversight Project was this. You're probably saying, what is this map you got on the screen right here? This is a map of somebody who regularly visited Crooks' home and work. Also visited a building in Washington, D.C., located in Gallery Place. You can see on the map right here, this is a block away from the Secret Service headquarters. And also in the same vicinity of the FBI office in Washington, D.C. June 26, 2023. People actually say that the exact location is a bar that law enforcement, the feds, FBI, those type of people would frequent. That's what they're saying. I forget the name of it. How is some rural, nobody, loner, loser kid with two social worker parents from Butler, Pennsylvania? Why is a related cell phone in the heart of Washington, D.C., next to the FBI and the Secret Service? Wake up! Oh, he was a 20-year-old mentally ill person who was in the BlackRock commercial, who was in the coding commercial on YouTube. But he had no social media. And he had one cell phone that nobody can get information about that had 27 contacts. Are you kidding me? So troubling, Frankie, what's going on right now.
Dude.
It is so unbelievable and troubling. We don't know what happened to JFK and the shooting there. We don't even know who really shot Ronald Reagan and the weird connections there. We'll never find the truth about President Trump. Because the sick deep state will not allow it. And the deep state is as sick as we project on this show. Mike Crispy's a right wing, blah, blah, blah. No, something's going on here. Kim Cheadle was brought for testimony yesterday, and it was exactly what we said it would be on our show yesterday when she essentially took the room and was put under oath. We said she would give no information. And she would dance around these topics and make a mockery of the process. This is exactly what she did. Did crooks act alone? She was asked the question. Listen to this bizarre answer. Well, Frankie.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. The failure resulted in the death of Corey Comprador and serious injury to two other rally attendees, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, besides the injuries to President Trump. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
No answer. And that was the story all day. A monotone woman who guarded Cheetos, head of the Secret Service pushing DEI initiatives, more monotone about her most basic, most fundamental function. Don't let a world leader die. More monotone about that than she was about the DEI initiative that she was trying to push into the Secret Service. Did crooks act alone? No answer. Did you listen to this? Did you hear this? Did you read this report? Did you talk to this person? I haven't done it. Even AOC said in the testimony, she said, you know, it's really unbelievable how you guys are saying that you're going to have all this information in 60 days when the threats are incoming as the days pass. It's like, how are you going to say your most basic fundamental duty is to protect these people and you're going to say in 60 days you'll get information until then you don't know anything? How will that not prevent another attack from happening? Democrats were piling on Kim Cheadle, demanding that she resign. And Kim Cheadle knows nothing about her job or the people who have done her job. A very simple question was asked her, the Secret Service director who presided under Ronald Reagan getting shot. Kim Cheadle doesn't even know who he is or what happened to him. It's quite bizarre. Roll this clip.
You know, do you know what Stuart Knight did when he was in charge at the time of the Secret Service? You know what he did afterwards?
He remained on duty.
He resigned. And Stuart Knight was not a Democratic appointee or a Republican appointee. Look, I'm not questioning your judgment. I just don't think this is partisan. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign. That's what Stuart Knight did. He was a Republican appointee, and he took responsibility. And I think you need to reflect. This is not a question of you. It's a question of the American people. You cannot go leading a Secret Service agency when there is an assassination attempt on a presidential candidate. I would say that about anyone who is running. And so I guess my question to you is,
and these are the most extreme Democrats who were talking about that. And Cheadle didn't flinch. What does she know that even left-wingers like Ro Khanna don't know? It's actually eerie watching her indifference, the way that she handles this. Nancy Mace was a star of the hearing yesterday. This is some moments from her interactions with Cheadle. Roll, Frankie.
Director Cheadle, the American people are watching and they're wondering if there are any questions you can answer honestly today. So, Director Cheadle, I have a series of questions, very specific questions. I want very specific answers. Most of my questions are going to demand a yes or no answer. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, my first question. Both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft your resignation letter, yes or no?
No, thank you.
Honorable. Disgusting. Disgusting. No accountability, no straight answers. Truly disgusting. Frankie, we got one more clip of Nancy Mace. Let's roll. Frankie did the cut of Nancy Mace, who was bringing it yesterday. This is how all of America feels. Roll this, Frankie.
Okay, would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political, yes or no?
I have no idea how my statement got out.
Well, that's bullshit. So have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th, yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman.
It's so true. That is how America feels. Complete, covering, dishonest indifference. Basically told to deny, give no information, and we will make this go away. The people who purported it will make it go away. Just weather the storm, Cheadle, and American politics are cyclical. When Joe Biden dies, more on that in the next segment. Or when they announce him dead, if he's not already dead, more on that in the next segment. They'll forget about our failed plot. A slope roof, Frankie. A slope roof. Kim Cheadle's number one excuse. Well, we couldn't put them there. There was a slope roof. No, actually, it was even worse than that. They were supposed to be there, but they said, oh, it's too hot on the roof.
Hardened veterans.
What's going on here?
Hardened veterans.
You know who the shooter knew? The shooter has visited the site two more times than you have. And he had a drone, and he picked the AGR building. So you said, do you remember in an ABC interview you did that you didn't have people on the roof of the AGR building because you were worried about safety because of the slope?
I recall that statement. Okay.
Does the Secret Service have written policy you can share with us about slope roofs?
No.
So why'd you act like there was one? Because is it your practice to comment on enormous events of enormous national implications? When you're ignorant of the facts, that's rhetorical. So here's this thing with the slopes. You go all the way up to like 1812, you can go to a 112, which is about as flat as you can get without it being completely flat. And you're saying that there was a danger, safety concern there. But the problem is, Director, you put your counter snipers on a 312 roof, which is steeper than the 112. And by the way, the 112 is ADA compliant. You can build a ramp for a wheelchair on a 112 roof.
Unbelievable. Those lies that were espoused in the moments and days after the shooting tell us everything. The disingenuous nature being shredded in real time, her indifference, her avoidance, the obvious things that are coming out. I'm telling you, this runs so deep and it makes me so truly angry. The Crooks conspiracy confirmed, and it's only darker if we continue to look. We're never going to stop looking. We will get to the bottom of this one. We didn't get to the bottom of JFK, we didn't get to the bottom of Reagan, but we will get to the bottom of this Trump one here. Mark my words, disgusting. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about something else disgusting, Joe Biden's corpse rotting in the White House. Just kidding, just kidding. Or maybe I'm not. Quick break, do not go anywhere.
Listen, just let me just say, you know, the disrespect, honestly, to like the, even the snipers to say, oh, it was the heat. Like, these are hardened veterans who probably were, you know, they were probably snipers in like the in Afghanistan, Iraq. I mean, in gajillion degrees. I mean, give me a break.
No, something, Frankie. Something very bizarre is going on. Something very bizarre is going on.
It's
very bizarre. And we're going to continue talking about it. We're not going to let up on this. But in the meantime, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors that are making this broadcast possible. Okay, and our first sponsor of the broadcast today are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Okay, listen, they have their sharpshooters. We're going to be sharper. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. What does that mean, laser firearm home training system? That means you're able to train in your home with your firearm, okay, using absolutely no ammunition. You get the laser bullet, you load it into the chamber, it dry fires into the target, and it syncs with the app. You get the traditional iTarget, the one you see on the screen there, and also the iTarget cubes for more intermediate and advanced levels of shooter. You can set it up all around your house, the iTarget cubes or the iTarget, and you can practice firing from all different angles and all different places in your home. Guys, you know that they're sending crime and absolute savagery into the streets of this country right now with illegal aliens. It has never been more important in these like, you know, borderline unforeseeable times to be able to be a good shot, okay? Very important. That's why the Second Amendment was made. So if you don't have an iTarget Pro, go get one right now. We have them as a long-term sponsor because it's so important for you to own one, okay? We literally take less money from them than anybody else because we say, you need one. So go get one today. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Thank you for supporting yourself or protecting your family. It's literally the best money you'll spend is on an iTarget Pro. Being the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. And it's so easy to use. My 64-year-old father uses it every single day, and he has no social media. He doesn't know anything about social media or computers, but he has an iTarget Pro, and he's able to practice with it daily. Okay, now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor are my good friends. Oh, hold on. Just brightens my day. On over at OFP Farms. Guys, I've never smelled better, and friends and family alike are saying to me, this is a true story, I swear, I don't know if someone's going to get mad at me when I say I swear to God, you know, like people could come after me for like, you know, I swear to my mother's life. I mean, but I can tell you with full honesty, and I would not tell a lie, Scout's honor, that people are literally saying to me, yeah, you always smell good, like you just smell like, you know, just nothing, but now you smell like good, okay? And it is the fact that I'm starting to use the eucalyptus OFP Farm soap, okay? And they also have other products besides the soap, but it's all handmade stuff, and it is the best quality. It is healthy for you. Think about your body and your pores and your skin is like a sponge. Everything you put on it, lip balm, soap, lotions, it absorbs in. And they're literally trying to kill you in slow form, okay? So they have all these toxic chemicals. Read the ingredients of your soaps and your lip balms and your lotions. Read what's in it. Not in OFP Farms, okay? It's the best. So listen, guys, are you tired of dry, irritated skin and big bull corporations? Give my friends and viewers of this show every single day on over at OFP Farms, give them a try. Please and thank you. They really are the best. And they watch this show every single day. I know they love the outfit today, like so many of you. I know so many people right now are opining. I see it, but we got a lot to talk about. Are opining about this beautiful, okay, summer. Call a powder blue, Tar Heel blue. We got any Carolina people? Suit that I got going on here. With the peak lapels. It's linen, okay? A little summer style for you today.
It.
That's for free.
That the sponsors, collar,
you know, you got to pay for these products. But the sponsor advice is free. What?
I said that collar.
What collar?
Beautiful. The lapel.
Huh?
The lapel.
Collar.
It's beautiful.
Oh, lapels. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Frankie. Yes. And it's a new look.
Let me just, I'll let the viewers know. Lapel. And yes. This is true. Yesterday during our show, I was playing clips. And as soon as I started playing the clips, Crispy, as if this was, let's just pretend this is a bar of soap. He's like, oh, he's just, it's that good.
It's
all right?
So good. So guys, OFP Farm products, OFP Farms produces goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief and beard products. Here is why goat milk. Goat milk is packed with natural and essential vitamins to help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and the exposure to the elements, okay? Guys, they create, produce, and ship directly from their farm in the country. USA, baby. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They even have the We the People series, okay? They got some. I'm going to bring this one in tomorrow of like Trump's face on the box. It's beautiful. Comes in a nice, beautiful box. It really is so nice. It's an amazing gift. You really got to buy it. And it looks great. Beautiful display with the Trump on it. And like the patriotic branding of some of the soap bars. And obviously, it's very functional as well. Guys, family-owned goat farm, patriotic, America first, God-fearing folks. Ditch the woke brands and support small family farms today. Be sure to visit OFBFarms.com right now, OFBFarms.com, and use promo code Crispy for 15% off your order. I know they're watching. They watch every single day. They're your fellow live chatters. Go get it, guys. Get this soap, okay? If you don't have this soap, just come on. What do you do? You have the toxic bar. Don't even watch the show at this point if you don't have this soap, okay? It's the biggest no-brainer I've ever advertised. Okay. All right, we ready to roll back in with Frankie?
He's kidding. Okay, on in. Yes, we are. Ready to rock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Tuned Up Tuesday, July 23rd. And, you know, it's unbelievable how nobody has seen or heard from Joe Biden since he resigned, essentially saying he's not going to run again. Now, this all came not long after Joe Biden announced that he had COVID. Not long after they announced that he was going to take this Plaquenoid, okay, thing, which essentially people who are familiar with COVID and familiar with everything says it's like a death wish if they give this to you. Look at this letter, Frankie, pops on the screen. This is from Joe Biden's doctor saying that he's being treated right now for COVID with the Plaquenoid or whatever you call it. People saying that that is essentially a death sentence. Now, isn't it a
Plaquenoid, bro?
Isn't it? Whatever. Isn't it coincidental that Joe Biden, I don't take any of that stuff. You know, I breathe clean air and I eat fresh food. That's all I need. I don't need these disgusting drugs. So isn't it coincidental that Joe Biden gets COVID, disappears from the public eye after he really starts to go downhill badly, and then he resigns from running with an X post? No address on camera. No interview, no moment with his fans who love him and adore him, an X post. And then the next day, they changed the banner on his X account to Harris for President, an account he probably never knew the password of or never wrote on in his life. They said, ours now, haha, we own him. It's a government account. Shameful. Imagine what Dr. Jill really thinks, but what she's not allowed to say. But this is starting to take a really weird and dark turn. The question is Joe Biden alive? It's a very fair question. It's not conspiratorial. Not only is he alive, but if he's not alive, is he literally on his deathbed right now? I mean, Frank Biden kind of said it the other day. It went from he's so fit and he's got the stamina and he can stand up to Trump and he's going to win the debate to literally Frank Biden saying, we don't know how much time he has left. Quite bizarre. And then you have this from Charlie Kirk, okay? Charlie Kirk, who has reported on this and it's starting to gain traction, is he basically said that he got a tip in from the Las Vegas police that Biden's trip was cut short. People were saying it was cut short due to COVID, but people are actually saying that he suffered a medical emergency and they actually airlifted him all the way back to Washington, D.C. And actually, they're saying that the rate at which Air Force One traveled was extraordinarily fast. Like, based on the flight line, they're saying it was extraordinarily fast the way that Air Force One got back to DC. It was going lightning speed. People are saying the plane was rattling, unnamed sources. The plane was rattling. It was going so fast, cutting through to get Joe Biden back. They first said they were going to shut down like the streets and stuff like that to get him in the hospital there. But then they said they had to bring him back to D.C. What's going on? What kind of medical emergency was it? And my question is, why is the medical emergency happening right now? I'll tell you why it's happening right now. It's because they just stopped giving him his meds. When they stopped giving him his meds that were artificially keeping him awake, the death spiral ensued. And they wanted not only Trump to be dead, they tried to kill him. And he should be, as Trump says, I should be dead. But these sick, godless sickos forgot about God Almighty protecting President Trump. Literally, the hand of God on President Trump's shoulder, keeping him out of the evil wrath. But Joe Biden, they wanted him dead too. And they're going to go through with it. Here's my theory. Call me crazy and then listen to what I'm about to show you and you tell me if I'm out of bounds or not. They wanted to kill Trump and then they wanted Biden to die himself. Cancels out. Both candidates died. Pretty bizarre, but a slate wiped clean. Then they were able to put in Nikki Haley and Kamala, two Indian women, basically a duopoly uniparty election. Slate clean, winning, over. Frankie, cut to you for a second.
All right. Sorry, didn't see that coming.
Thank you. All right, I'm back. So, slate wiped clean. Drop my pen. Slate wiped clean. When I'm in the zone, I need the pen. Slate, and it matches my jacket today. Slate wiped clean. But the only problem is Trump lived. And Trump is right now getting all of the, essentially, the sympathy points, like the courage, the resolve. He's getting all that. I think they're going to kill Biden. I think they took Biden off his meds. He's not only, I mean, he's always been in a decline. But Frankie, you notice that last, like, month or 2 months, it's been like a hyper-turbocharged decline.
That's a problem.
I think they're getting ready for him to die. I think they took him off the meds, and they're letting him be rode out to pasture. And him dying will, in their twisted mind, get them back the sympathy points in which they lost now because Trump looks like the heroic figure because, you know, he beat death and he raised his fist. They didn't account for that. But what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to kill Biden off and make it look like heroism that Kamala Harris is going through and the Democrat Party with their leader and this election's for Joe Biden, a committed lifetime public service. It's going to happen. As they say, bookmark the tweet. Call me crazy. Joe Biden will not live to November 5th. You're probably saying, Mike, that's wild. Listen to how quick the Democrat Party is moving on. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer seem like Biden's an afterthought already. They can hardly hide it. Roll, Frankie.
Leader Jeffries.
Ollie.
Leader Jeffries.
Leader Jeffries, first, will you endorse Kamala Harris? And then I have one other question for you.
Well, Leader Schumer and I are scheduled to meet with Vice President Harris shortly. The House came back into session today. The Senate does not come back into session tomorrow. I'm excited for that meeting. And let me say this, that Vice President Kamala Harris has excited the community. She's excited the House Democratic Caucus. And she's exciting the country.
Oh, seems exciting.
And so I'm looking forward to sitting down with her in person in short order with Leader Schumer.
There is literally no person that Kamala Harris has excited since Willie Brown. Not even Doug Emmerhoff was ever really that excited, if you catch my drift. Now, the unbelievable phenomenon that we're witnessing is a passing of the baton. And I don't know which one is worse. Joe Biden being the empty suit vegetable stand-in or Kamala Harris essentially being the same exact thing, just a woman of color. Now, Joe Biden had serious decrepit dementia and other health problems. Kamala Harris is perfectly healthy. So I don't know which is worse. But here is quickly, on the flip of a switch, all the Biden election headquarters being turned into Kamala Harris headquarters. You would think that the man who got 81 million votes, the most popular person ever to assume the presidency, that there would at least be like strife and sadness and despair. Frankie, it's all switched over to Kamala on a Biden side inside. And listen to Kamala. Look at Kamala nailing her cues, walking in, doing what's told. Roll this. Interesting, Frankie. Not only Kamala Harris, you know, now just like rolling with it because she's told to. And by the way, you listen to her remarks, like she knows she's not up for it. You can sense that in her voice. You could sense the tremble. She's also surrounded by all male Secret Service agents. Pretty interesting, right? 5'5" small woman surrounded by big men, but President Trump surrounded by 5'3" women. That's just an aside. But even more bizarre than that, was Kamala Harris in her remarks at her new Harris headquarters having Joe Biden call in to the event. Now, over the past 48 hours, people are saying, where's the proof of life? Where's the proof of life? Is Joe Biden still alive? We don't know. There's no confirmation. We don't know if he's alive. We haven't seen him on camera. He hasn't addressed the nation. Lyndon B. Johnson, when he announced he was going to run for re-election, he announced it on camera. He announced it to the people from the Oval Office. Biden, with an ex post that we can't even validate was written by him, or that he knows was written for him. So this is what ensued. Joe Biden called in to Kamala Harris's event, not on a video screen, not in person, but he called in. Now, we have listened to Joe Biden for years. And 4 years ago, when he was at his peak, I guess you could say, when I mean peak for the presidency, he would stutter, he would stammer, but he'd complete his sentences. He'd occasionally have a lapse. But he was much better than he was, you know, in the last 3 months. Does that make sense? Like, obviously, he was really bad, and, like, we knew there were problems. But he would stutter, stammer, but he would get it out, and there'd be the occasional lapse and, like, glances of something being wrong. And then that's kind of been put into turbocharge over the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Joe Biden, in this call, all of a sudden, as he's suffering from big, bad COVID, is healthier and more on the ball and is the best recall and fluid vocal projection that he's had in 15 years. Now he has it? No. These will be called an AI recording cooked up and ready to go for the interaction. Bizarre. Has Joe Biden ever gotten the names of two people in a row right, let alone six? I mean, just listen to this. Obviously, something creepy is going on. Roll it, Frankie.
The leadership of this campaign has been amazing. Jen O'Malley, Dylan, Julie Quinn, Michael Tyler, Rob Flaherty, Rufus on raising money, and so many more. You built this team. You brought them together. You brought us together. You've inspired them, and you've done what leaders do. Now we got a, you know, the name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save this democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation. And just ask my foreign policy colleagues, my counterparts, and other people around the world and at home. Look. So I'm hoping you'll give every bit of your heart and soul that you gave to me to Kamala. And I want you to know, I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left of my presidency. I'm determined to get my...
Why does he say all this in the same cadence with the same voice? Like, usually when he says, look, he pauses, there's no pause. It's like, all like it was written out by a computer. Remember the video when he was like, you know, when his eyes were bugged open? It's like that was manipulated, obviously. So many instances. That is, listen, I will bet any amount of money in my life savings that was an AI recording. It's not that hard to do. Right, Frankie? You know a little about this.
Yeah. It's not. At the very least, it's heavily edited. But it kind of is out the window. You're right. The cadence, it's literally how these AI compute, you know, the AI programs work. It's like you can get Eminem to sing a Sinatra song and vice versa. I mean, it's true. This is so clearly manipulated. It's insane. Insane, Mike.
So clearly manipulated and so carefully choreographed and so carefully scripted. But let me tell you something. Kamala Harris almost messes it up and gives it away. And then listen to her very bizarre commentary around this. Roll this, Frankie.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do everybody here does.
It's mutual.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
I love you, Joe. Yeah, very bizarre. Very bizarre.
I mean,
so weird.
She almost said recording.
I'm speechless, Frankie.
She almost said phone call.
Oh, you're still on the phone call. Guys, this is bizarre. They rigged the election in 2020. They rigged it for Biden. They installed him. They're removing him out to pasture. And now they are putting up Kamala and they're riding Biden out. And at the time this show is airing, Joe Biden, we hear from inside sources, is resigning. So Joe Biden will not last. Joe Biden will resign.
Possibly tomorrow.
And if he hasn't resigned by this point right now, in which we are recording, his resignation is imminent. And you know why I know that? Not only from our sources, which are very good, but also the fact that they want a President Kamala Harris. They want to slap all over she's running for re-election. Do you understand the warfare in which we are engaged in right now? Joe Biden is not resigned by right now. He will be resigned in the coming days or hours. It's quite bizarre. It's unbelievable. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal.
Unfreaking real. Listen, you know what else is unreal? How amazing you guys all are. You guys are amazing. And let me tell you guys about our amazing sponsors that continue to make all of this possible. And our next sponsor of this broadcast, as we continue to roll on here, are our friends on over at collect45.com. Guys, head on over to collect45.com and get the very brand new, hot off the press. They wouldn't let that. Hot off the press, collect45. Promo code Crispy Coins. You gotta get them. They're amazing. And they have the brand new coin, the Trump Survives coin, okay? It is the fight, 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 a real silver coin with President Trump's historic moment of him surviving. Guys, you know these Collect 45 coins are very special because they commemorate the 45th and 47th president. They have all of President Trump's most famous moments in history on them that you could collect and display, and they have value because they are made out of real gold, real silver, and real copper. So guys, head over to collect45.com right now and use promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Guys, that's collect45.com, promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Guys, the Disney Coin Company, okay, these are great patriots. I know the guy who runs this company. He's canceled off the internet in all corners of the internet. You know why? Because he is telling the story of President Trump in a way that is tangible, a way that is real, a way that you can keep it and own it forever. So guys, while it's on pre-order, before it sells out, go get the Fight, Fight, Fight coin, Trump Survives coin, from our friends at the Disney Coin Company, D-I-S-M-E Coin Company. That is collect45.com. That is promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Go get it today. It is a piece of history that you will not be sorry. I got the coins right here. I'm collecting them, and you better believe I already ordered that one. All right. And now a word from our next sponsor. And our next sponsor is... Hold on, Frankie.
Hold on.
MyMagaMerch.com, guys. Head over to MyMagaMerch.com right now. MyMagaMerch.com right now. And use promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. Guys, listen. You guys see with everything going on right now, it is really no better time to display your support of the 45th and 47th president, President Trump. And that is why MyMagaMerch.com is up to date with all of the latest, newest trends and fashion and way that you could display your patriotism and support for President Trump. And if you use promo code Crispy, you'll get 10% off your order and a portion of every single order, essentially all the profits of MyMagaMerch.com. The owner of it, our friend Al Jacoby, will personally donate a percentage of the proceeds to President Trump's campaign. So whatever he makes, he's going to take a percentage of the profits and personally donate that to President Trump. Guys, it is MyMagaMerch.com. Use promo code Crispy for 10% off your order today. Let's go. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic, Mike. Can't complain. I'm live. Let's go.
All right.
You know.
Let's roll back into it.
We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. What an unbelievable day it is. Joe Biden is dying and Kamala is cackling and basically carrying the baton of what the Democrat Party says, and that is top down, donor control, no will of the people, do what we say. It is really a sick party. I don't know anybody can vote for this party anymore unless they're literal modern day slaves on a plantation or brainwashed, psychopathic, mentally ill sheep. It's undeniable at this point. But the fake news is going to go down with the ship. Listen to this very bizarre defense of Kamala Harris. Frankie, roll this.
Vote brat. You're just that girl who is a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes, end quote.
So it's the idea that we're all kind of brat and Vice President Harris is brat? I don't...
Well,
I don't know if you're brat. I think you aspire to be brat.
Right,
Jake. You don't just become brat.
Oh, okay.
You have to try.
You can work at it.
I will aspire to be brat. I will aspire. But, I mean, the point is that she is, whether it's her or some very clever people who work for her, going right for them in a language of their own that apparently nobody at this table speaks.
To quote another generation.
Except for you, because you think you're
maybe 23. Maybe this is your generation. She's going to...
I'm the closest.
You're a millennial. Take it easy.
I mean, can anybody translate that?
What?
Like, oh, she's going for the young bone. She's saying she's a brat and she likes to party and she's a little bit messy. Is that what she was doing with Willie Brown? Is that what you consider messy? Her ascension to the top? I don't know. But she's brat. She's brat. That's what it is. Kamala Harris is cool. Listen, you can't make Kamala Harris cool. The last time that President Trump ran against an insufferable, annoying woman, 2016. Kamala Harris is even more inauthentic than Hillary Clinton because she's far less intelligent and she has an identity crisis. A woman of color who puts on a fake black accent is actually an Indian. And it wasn't long ago Don Lemon was literally saying on CNN that the fact that people were saying that Kamala Harris was a black woman running, he took offense to that on the panel on CNN when he was hosting the late night show. He took offense to that and said, well, she's not really a woman of color. She's Indian. Kamala Harris now getting the cover. Being looked at as a hero. No one's going to buy it. Again, polled at zero. There's no demographic that I believe she can win except maybe the black woman vote. Even them, if they saw pictures like this, they would say, why is she appropriating my culture? This isn't racism. It's racism. It's just like, why does a woman who's Indian pass herself off as black? That'd be like literally Italians are more black than Indians. Let me tell you that. So do I pass myself off as black? Does Frankie pass himself off as black? No. I mentioned Willie Brown. Willie Brown is now on the stump kind of for Kamala. Can't make it up. Roll, Frankie.
She's got to be available, as she has been in the past. All of the campaigns in which she has been the candidate, she has always outworked her opponents, whether it was the district attorney of San Francisco, the attorney general of the state of California, or the U.S. Senate from California. All those things represent a testing ground. She has passed the test.
The only time that Kamala Harris outworked anybody was when Willie Brown was married and she was outworking his wife. Kamala Harris having an affair with then Assembly Speaker Willie Brown, who is 69 years old. Kamala Harris was 29, looking to get ahead, looking to make her name for herself. And that's exactly what she did. And through Willie Brown's political connections, she got into her first rung of the ladder in office. Who knows what she did in between? Never married until she married a conspicuously closeted gay man, Doug Imerhoff, who clearly gives homosexual. And the rest is history. There's your Democrat nominee, and we haven't even gotten started yet. It's so bizarre. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere. Babo. All right, Frankie, we're doing amazing.
Incredible.
Listen, guys, I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor, and those are our friends on over at goldwithcrispy.com. Guys, head over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Here's the deal. Do you have paper dollars invested in a 401k or IRA? Are you stupid? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be mean. But it's a hidden tax. They're robbing your wealth out from under you in real time. Every time we talk about Biden inflation, the inflation goes up, it never goes down. They're trying to rob your wealth from you in real time. It is theft. But you know you hedge against that by diversifying your assets in gold and silver. That is what my friends and over at Genesis Gold Group do. And if you go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, goldwithcrispy.com right now, you can get your gold where Mike Lindell gets his investment gold. Mike Lindell can partner with any company, but he partners with Genesis Gold Group because they are faith-based, transparent patrons. There are so many pariahs in the gold industry, okay? But Genesis Gold Group gives you real physical gold and silver. No BS fees. They're like, well, you get all this free money and free gold. But like literally you're paying with it through the fees. Like it's a scam. Genesis Gold Group are transparent, faith-based patriots. We know them personally. We like them a lot. And we are proud to have them as a partner. So if you go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, you can get a free gold IRA investment guide and just learn about it. And then a member of the customer service team, you could talk to them. And they're not going to push you. They're going to walk you through the process and get you on your way to doing what all the elites are doing, all these rich people. You know why they don't worry about the market as much? Because they are diversified in multiple different sectors, including gold and silver. It's at a 10-year high right now. It's only continuing to go up. Go to goldwithcrispy.com right now and save today. All right. And now a word from our next sponsor, and they are our friends over at Armor Colostrum. Guys, we have a commercial to run for them in a moment, but guys, it is tryarmor.com/LFATV. Tryarmor.com/LFATV. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, tryarmor.com.
Boom, guys. Tryarmor.com, Armor Colostrum. Go get your supplements the same place where producer Frankie's fiance gets them, okay?
It's true.
There you go. She's taking that colostrum. There you go. So it's good enough for her. It's good enough for you. Wonderful. Guys, and also make sure you're heading over to lfatv.us. Make sure you're subscribing to this channel. Make sure you're becoming a donor if you could do that as well. And then there's also rumble.com/crispy where you can catch every single episode of the show, replay, library, you name it. And one day if the producer Frankie gets married and he's back and we're back into the action and the fall's coming up and election season's around the corner, we're going to begin Locals content,
Let's
okay?
Go.
It's going to be a thing of beauty, Locals content. We've been talking to the folks at Rumble. They're excited for it. We're excited for it. Locals content. Beautiful, amazing chef's kiss. Frankie, is that timer on the bottom correct?
That is correct.
Beautiful. Wow, I like it. I like it. All right, guys. You guys know what to do. Make sure you support us. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to my good friend who watched the show yesterday who commented, country hick. Okay, some people, I meet them in person and I love them so much because they're longtime viewers of the show. Country hick is one of those people. So country hick, I want to shout you out for commenting. And you know, between the last couple of months, me being out there so much politically and like getting involved in so many different things and the party and the Trump rallies and the, you know, Trump movement, campaign stuff, speaking at the rally and going to the RNC, I've met so many, a great byproduct of it all is I've met so many of you guys, okay? I've met so many people who watch this show. And it's amazing to me how many people do watch this show. People on Frank's Speech, on Lindell TV, people on Rumble, on LFA TV, people who just watch me directly, people who listen to me on Salem Podcast. It's amazing the people who tune into me and Frankie. And the number one thing I get asked is, when's Frankie making a public appearance? I go, you got to pay extra for that, okay? So
I'll be there soon.
Maybe one day.
Locals content,
baby. All right, Frankie. Yes, Locals content. That's what you're going to get, Frankie. We're going to have a local show that's going to be just called Frankie Unchained. And it's going to be Frankie for an hour with his deepest thoughts on the affairs of the world. And here's a little hint. It'll have a little bit more depth than Kevin Smith's analysis of the world. How about that? Just kidding. That's what we call catching a stray. I love Kevin. I didn't mean to do that. But, you know, Kevin, maybe Kevin and Frankie will. Maybe it'll be a Kevin versus Frankie debating Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, guys. Subscribe to rumble.com/crispy right now. And if we get 50 subscribers from now until the end of this broadcast, we will arrange a Kevin versus Frankie, Jeffrey Epstein, okay, direct debate. I'll pay Kevin $100. He'll do anything for that. So I'll pay him $100 and he'll sit down and debate Frankie. It'll be great. So, all right.
I'm looking forward to that one. We can do 9/11. We've done that already.
All right.
All right.
Yes, let's get back in on Frankie. Okay.
We're rolling in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, as we wrap up the show today, I'm reading all of the continued polls that come out about a Donald J. Trump and Kamala Harris head-to-head matchup. And it's kind of bizarre because I read Democrat publications that say that Kamala Harris is going to win and that she's in the margin of error and that she has it in the bag. But that's what we call fake polls. That's what we call suppression polls. It is literally the fakest of the fake news. Because when you look at the actual statistics and you just feel reality, you know that Kamala Harris cannot win. She can't win because demographically, she stands no chance with groups that are necessary for the Democrat coalition to hold. Put the screen on this. Put this graph on the screen, Frankie. A Forbes poll shows Trump and Harris are tied among Hispanics. Both to 45%.
That's crazy.
The man that they spent a decade saying was racist against Hispanics to instill fake fear-mongering in the Hispanic population, you're meaning to tell me that didn't work? And that President Trump right now is a historic polling number amongst Latinos? Oh, maybe they didn't like being lumped in with illegal criminals. And maybe no Latino man is going to vote for Kamala Harris. No black man and no Latino man is going to vote for Kamala Harris. I guarantee it. They'll vote for Trump 10 times out of 10.
What's the normal?
The polling data.
I'm genuinely, Mike, what's the norm?
A Republican usually gets 20. Okay, George Bush, who they said was great with Hispanics because he was in Texas. George Bush got like 24%, 25% of Hispanics. That was like the high. Trump is going to get 50% of the Hispanic vote. Isn't that amazing, Frankie? For the man they told you was the most racist against the Hispanics, that 9 years later and they couldn't do it, and he's literally at an all-time high.
Basically gained 40% of that vote. What? What, Mike? is that even possible?
It is an unbelievable phenomenon when they tell you that the polling overall is close. Listen, real polls have President Trump beating Kamala Harris by 9 points, 10 points. As a matter of fact, before they replaced Joe Biden with Kamala Harris, they said that Joe Biden couldn't be replaced because Kamala Harris was losing to Trump in general election polling by almost double digits. Now, all of a sudden, Kamala Harris announced that she's within 3 points. All that, the while her key constituencies that she needs to win, she's literally doing the worst of a candidate ever. Make that make sense. Buckle up, guys. It is about to get really bizarre. Really bizarre. And I'm not even sure yet that Kamala Harris will be the final candidate. I'm starting to believe she will, but I'm not sure that they're totally sold on that. We'll keep following.
Who's the vice? You think Frankie. Buttigieg? I don't know. I hear that name coming
Buttigieg.
Up a lot.
They're saying the senator from Arizona, Kelly. They're saying Shapiro from Pennsylvania, but they can't put a Jewish person on the ticket because the Democrats are anti-Semitic freak shows.
We need Buttigieg. It will be an absolute Frankie. Just destruction.
Like, yes. Or Hillary Clinton, in which case Kamala Harris would need a food taste tester every single day. Or you put Gretchen Whitmer, you know, two women. Why not put Jasmine Crockett, two women of color? Oh, man, what a sick joke. All right, guys, we're going to keep following this, and that's about all the time that we have on the show. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid, and you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.